Hi, I'm Tim Kane.
And I'm Jim Varel.
And this is the Tim and Jim Radio Hour, segmented for your satisfaction. One of the other pieces that we have in Friday's entertainment section this week is your preview of Rock of Ages fan thank you show at Lockstock. They're going back to where they started.
Yes, they had been at the Lincoln for a number of years, but I think with the closure and reopening and stuff, they didn't know. I think they had some misgivings about the location, and they wanted to go back to. Plus, LSB is now much more of a music venue in terms of the staging, and everything is much better now than it would have been 14 years ago when they started out. They built that stage in at LSB that's really nice. I actually like how it looks a lot. I think it's
a
perfect place in the bar, and it elevated, and it helps, you know, you see the group. As long as the band isn't too big, it's just a good place to put someone on stage. I don't know if I've actually heard any shows there, but 14 years ago, like to the date, was the first time that they ever played there.
This is also the final show for one of our coworkers.
I don't actually know if it's the final show, but it's like she's announcing this just now. Like
okay.
She hasn't told anyone before the story, so people are just finding out that Kayla Hittmeyer, lead vocalist of Rock of Ages, is going to be moving on, and she's going to be exploring other things. She's not going to be retiring from the music community in the area or anything. She's just been with the group for like 11 years now, and I'm ready to do something else.
Yeah, to show how long it's been, when she joined him, she was Kayla Hugo. So she's been married since. I want to say that she sang at her own wedding, or at the wedding dance, because there was I remember doing a story on her, and there was another female lead singer in the area, and we're playing shows on their wedding weekends, and that was kind of a fun story. So. Rock of Ages.
The group will miss her, it sounds like. You know, they are confident that the group will keep evolving as it has and keep adding new young people. I mean, it's weird to think of they have a newer player, keyboard player, who's only been with the group for a few months, named Carlos Cabrera, who is 19, and he's 47 years younger than Phil Hazenfield, which is just crazy to think.
That's cool.